From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Saudi Arabia and much of the Muslim world is in shock today. Officials in Mecca are investigating the collapse of a construction crane at the Grand Mosque in the Holy City, killing at least 107 people and injuring more than 230 others. The incident occurred as Muslims gather from all over the world for the annual Hajj pilgrimage set to begin later this month in Mecca. Saudi officials go to great lengths to prepare for the 2 million Muslims who converge on Mecca for the pilgrimage. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban has called for a massive European aid package for Syria's neighbors to help curb the flow of migrants into the European Union. Mr. Orban says that Syrian refugees already had a safe place to stay in refugee camps surrounding Syria and maintained that those coming to Europe were not, in fact, seeking safety, but instead just a better living standard. Meantime, Peter Bukert of the Human Rights Watch says the refugees are struggling as they attempt to resettle from Syria in Europe.
They spend about 36 hours in these very crowded camps. There's not enough beds, and many of them are getting sick now that the temperatures are dropping. And also from the stress of just not knowing what is going to happen to them.
HRW's executive director, Kenneth Roth, told VOA that the current refugee crisis is not a crisis in terms of numbers, but it is a political crisis because of Islamophobia and political considerations. The U.S. State Department is warning its citizens in the African nation of Chad to leave that country and cautions Americans against travel in the area. The State Department says there are no specific threats against U.S. citizens in Chad, but notes there are violent extremist organizations in the region, such as Boko Haram and Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, that are intent on warning Westerners and Western interests and are able to cross borders easily. This is VOA News. Russia's expanded military support for the Assad government in Damascus is arousing concern in the U.S., but Moscow says it hopes to avoid unintended incidents in Syria by coordination with the U.S. U.S. officials say they're concerned Russia might attack Western-backed insurgent groups in the armed conflict with the Syrian military, and that in turn could risk a confrontation with Western forces fighting against Islamic State militants. Here in Washington, the House of Representatives Friday voted to reject the international deal with Iran to curb its nuclear weapons. Since the Senate held a decisive vote blocking a disapproval measure on Thursday, the House vote is largely symbolic. House Speaker John Boehner.
So our fight to stop this bad deal, frankly, is just beginning. We will not let the American people down.
The House of Representatives vote is intended to send a message to President Obama and his administration, who pushed hard for the deal in negotiations that took place over 18 months. In India, a gas cylinder for cooking exploded early today in a restaurant in Madhya Pradesh, killing at least 44 people and injuring dozens more. Rescue workers and volunteers search through the debris and rubble of crumbled buildings looking for survivors. India and Pakistan are said to have agreed to devise new mechanisms for ending ceasefire violations in the disputed Kashmir region, thus preventing civilian casualties and reducing border tensions. IS Ghul reports.
3 days of talks between senior Indian and Pakistani border security officials are underway in New Delhi. They are discussing ways to de-escalate border tensions, prevent incidents of ceasefire violations, safeguard civilians, stop the infiltration and movement of smugglers, and ensure the safe and early return of villagers who inadvertently cross the border on either side. The two sides are said to have agreed that ceasefire violations by either side will not be retaliated against immediately, and that efforts will be made to probe the incident and defuse the situation. They also agreed no action should be taken against inadvertent border crossers. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
A new study finds people who live near large dams in sub-Saharan Africa are 4 times more likely than others to contract malaria. The study published this month in the London-based Malaria Journal mapped the locations of nearly 1,270 existing dams and compared their locations with the incidence of the disease. The heightened malaria risk falls within 5 kilometers of a dam's perimeter that is nearly the flying range of the mosquitoes carrying the parasites that cause malaria. The biggest risk is in areas where malaria outbreaks are due to rainy seasons. American tennis star Serena Williams suffered an upset in the semifinals of the U.S. Open in New York, falling just short of making tennis history as winning a Grand Slam. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.